Barbara Streisand released her latest album this week. It's called Barbara, Love is the Answer, and includes 13 jazz standards. But when you already have 62 albums in your repertoire, what could you possibly do to create a buzz? Streisand decided to go back to her roots, to where it all began. Over the weekend, she performed for some lucky lottery-winning fans at the Village Vanguard, a small jazz club in the West Village. That's where, in 1961, she entered an afternoon talent contest. WNYC's Richard Hake joined the fans on Waverly Place who did not have tickets to get inside.
A huge trailer that served as Barbara Streisand's dressing room looked bigger than the Village Vanguard itself and looked out of place here. Similarly, you wouldn't expect to see Streisand perform here. Fans who didn't win tickets gathered on Waverly Place and shouted and sang to entice her to maybe wave or make an appearance. But a black curtain was draped along the sidewalk, which prevented that. This star treatment was much different from what Streisand experienced back in 1961.
I'd sneak her into the balcony for the last show, give her a ginger ale because she didn't drink. Afterwards, we go out and have a baked potato at the Pam Pam Room and talk to 3 o'clock in the morning.
Rick Edelstein was a waiter at the Village Vanguard at the time and met Streisand in an acting class.
Once I heard her sing, though, that blew me. I said, okay.
Miles Davis was playing the Vanguard, but one Sunday afternoon, there was a talent contest for unknowns, and Edelstein convinced a band member to back up Streisand for one song.
One woman who's about 20 years older than Barbara said, "You're fantastic, don't ever change." And Barbara said, "Of course I'll change. Life changes people."
And things did change, big time. 48 years later, Streisand is the top album-selling female recording artist of all time. Richard J. Alexander has been co-directing her tours and concerts since 2000.
It's pretty thrilling. She's coming home. I mean, the Village was her gig. You know, she lived in the Village, she worked the Village, you know. And don't forget, the only reason Barbara started singing was because she couldn't get acting work. Nobody would hire her.
Streisand wanted an acting career first, but her voice brought her to Broadway, where she auditioned for a musical. Rick Edelstein said she would sometimes try material out on him. Before one audition, they came up with an idea. Have her sing from a chair.
She goes on stage, David Merrick, you know, all these people. I mean, she was nobody at the time, but they heard of her and all that. And I said, "Can I have a chair?" And David Merrick says, "You're auditioning for this." "I want a chair." And he tried to convince her, no. And she got the chair, and she got the part.
"Oh, see this chair?"
Streisand in her 2001 Timeless concert.
"This chair and I kind of started together. The first time I sat in it was when I was 19 years old, on stage at the Schubert Theater on Broadway."
"Why is it always Miss Marmalstein?"
And that's the performance that put her on the map in the musical I Can Get It For You Wholesale.
"Other girls get called."
Here's a girl who no trend has passed her by.
Richard J. Alexander.
When the Beatles came along and so many singers fell, you know, the people that did standards and popular music just sort of fell out of favor. She sang Beatles songs on What About Today.
"Do you need anybody?"
You know, she did country western with Vince Gill. She did disco with Donna Summer.
"Enough is enough, is enough. I can't go on. I mean,
nothing passed this girl by.
No complaints and no regrets."
Jay Landers handles artists and repertoire at Columbia Records and worked with Streisand for the last 20 years on 20 albums.
On the very first day, Barbara went into the studio with the musicians, Diana Krall on piano and Diana's band, and they just started playing. And we all sort of looked at each other and went, "Wow, we could just stop right here. This could be the album."
And it is, at least part of it. The deluxe edition of Barbara, Love is the Answer, contains two CDs. One is recorded with an orchestra. The other disc has Streisand singing with just a quartet.
This is the essence of who she is. This is what makes her great. If you take away all the trimming and all the studio echo and all of the orchestrations, You really sense what makes her great and why she's lasted all these years when you hear her alone at the piano.
And that's just what 74 lottery-winning fans heard last weekend.
Where has the time all gone to?
Jay Landers joked using a play on the lyrics from a song Streisand made famous.
People who get into the Village Vanguard are the luckiest people in the world.
And for the rest of us, he's hoping this album provides the same intimate experience.
We'll catch up.
For WNYC, I'm Richard Hake.
Some other time. Just when the fun is starting, comes the time for parting. Let's just be glad for what we've had. There's so much more embracing.